flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, how about the Boston Bruins?
How about those Bruins, Keith?
The fighting Joe Sackos. These guys can't lose. Well, they have lost under Sacco. They're 5-2, though, under Sacco. They get an overtime win just a couple minutes into the overtime. Pavel Zacha with the game winner. 3-2, your final last night over the Detroit Red Wings. And the Bees will be right back in action tonight at Chicago, a TNT game.
So, a couple of takeaways from the game last night. Number one, did it bother you whatsoever that it was on ESPN Plus and or Hulu?
Yeah, I don't love it. It's not as easy for me to flip around. I've made the same gripe about Thursday Night
Football.
That's exactly
what I don't like. Is
I can find it. I'm not a moron.
I have no problem watching the game. It is a little annoying to flip around to other things that are on TV.
Yeah.
I wasn't really itching for much else last night besides that Knicks game, but right, Thursday Night Football, you really notice it.
I didn't mean to lash out and call people a moron for not finding it. I'm just saying... It is. It's out of your norm, and I just think, like, if you're watching on the cable box like I usually do, you can bounce back and forth. Like, if there's, like, a hockey and a basketball game or a football game.
You can.
Or, like,
there's an extra step, but you can. Yeah.
But it's a pain in the ass. And my, for whatever reason, my Xfinity box is, like, slow when it goes, like, so when I want to get to one of the apps, it's like, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Gives me a second.
Dot, dot, dot. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm very impatient.
So then I'm less likely to do it.
But it
is annoying.
It's annoying, and I get not everybody has ESPN Plus and or Hulu. Like, I really, really, really legitimately don't get the complaint about Amazon. It's like, who does not have Amazon Prime at this point in time? Like, get that. You probably need
that. Yeah.
Okay, if you don't want to pay for ESPN or Hulu, I'm more sympathetic to that.
Yeah, that is annoying.
That really doesn't bother me. It's an extra step to flip around, but otherwise it doesn't really bother me. I tweeted in real time that I thought Pastrnak got away with a penalty right prior to the goal. He dragged down DeBrincat, it looked in real time. I'll be honest, I tweeted that out the second it happened. I saw a couple of replays. I do think it looked more like a dive from DeBrincat than anything. Did you think Pastrnak got away with one in overtime right before the goal?
Yeah, maybe. Although, like, I'd rather them go that way than, like, overcall in overtime.
Or,
like, over-officiated overtime.
I'd rather have you ignore a penalty.
Yes.
Although, you know, Bruins fans are saying that, and those are the same fans that probably are crying about Christian Barmore getting held on a 2-point conversion.
Right. I mean, I didn't, though. I didn't with the Barmore, so I went with this. I'll be consistent on that. Like, less calls, the merrier for me. Let the players kind of figure it out.
Look, I would just say, and I'd say the same thing to, you know, the Red Wings last night that I would say to any team. You had a million other chances to win the game. Don't hit a post earlier in overtime.
Yeah.
And you have a chance to bury that. I'd focus more on that than the refs screwing you. And again, watching the replay a bunch of times, I do think it was more dive than anything else, but they could have called it and the game could have been a much different result. I agree with your original point. They look like a different team under Sacco. More shots on goal,
yeah,
and more wins. Admittedly, an easier schedule, but it's mostly been up. And who could have seen that coming? The players didn't want to play for Monty. That was obvious to anybody with eyes.
Your guy, Corposalo, got another win.
Yeah.
A couple of 23 saves, I think it was.
And again, this happens to him a lot. Bailed out by a post. I know former goalies don't like hearing that.
Hey, there for a reason.
Yeah, there for a reason.
You got to know where it is.
You got to know where the post is. You hear that all the time from ex-hardo goalies. But, you know, he feels like he gets bailed out by the post a lot. But, nope, another win for him. Another good game.
I'm getting
grab bag
for Christmas.
How about this? The Hard Knocks is doing an in-season AFC North situation. So all four teams, they got camera crews there checking it out.
You don't like an in-season tournament. Do you like an in-season Hard Knocks?
I like the idea of it, but I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I have not. I didn't watch the one last year.
I got too much on my plate. I got a lot in my queue.
I do think, and they've been doing this now for a few years, right? But I think I'm more likely to watch one that is the entire division, which this is, than just a team.
Although this is something that made the rounds, and it spoke to me as a hashtag dork.
Oh.
But here is Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, talking about a recent purchase of his, which if he submitted it to Should I Have Bought This on the Dork podcast, I would have given him a yes.
Oh.
Did you get it yet, though?
I don't get it for like a year, but I bought it.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy. You got to go to the Ventures, Batman, where he had the ass eye thing on.
I think I gotta go all in and go for like the expensive bats.
The suit and all. Yeah. That's gonna be funny as hell, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's gonna be hilarious. He, how about that for a K-bone, bro?
What if I wore it to every game? I just wore the full bat suit, Batmobile every game. If I go crazy on Halloween after.
What?
You know,
I mean, yeah.
Then I
would be like, yeah, whatever. You know, getting two,
507 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I wear it again.
I wear it.
You're going to get lost in there. It's so dark in there.
You can get out that Batmobile part,
tea
right?
In the corner. Tea in the corner with the cape.
With the cape.
So Joe Burrow, I thought it was in the cut there. He bought the Batmobile from the Dark Knight.
I was going to say, I feel like I was mostly confused by what was going on.
That's my bad. I thought he said it at the beginning. He didn't say it at the beginning.
He bought the Batmobile.
So like they put it up for sale, like the one that was in the movie.
Which movie?
The Dark Knight.
Got it.
So like the big like tumbler type thing.
Yeah.
So he bought that. They put it up for sale. Joe Burrow bought it. He doesn't have it yet, as he was saying, but he was talking to T. Higgins and some of the other guys about how he's going to be getting it in and then he's going to be driving around.
And you,
pretty amazing.
You are a thumbs up. Do you think it turns into the motorcycle too?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
You are a thumbs up on buying that though?
Yes.
Yeah?
Joe Burrow's got a lot of money. Joe Burrow just signed a brand new contract.
Yeah, but like there's a lot of things you can buy. A lot of even just vehicles.
Batmobile?
There's a lot of vehicles you could buy.
And I'm not a real vehicle guy. However, the Batmobile from one of the greatest movies of all time.
How much can you really drive that thing?
Drive wherever you want. What do you mean? How? It's very versatile. You can drive it up a wall or you can drive it up a building, for God's sakes.
Worried about the yearly inspection.
Yeah, it'd be tricky.
That is a tricky one.
You got a Batmobile, and then you get that big stupid sticker in the bottom corner with the number one on it.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is.
You do have to have
doesn't
that.
Doesn't look as cool.
Yeah.
The emissions on that thing, because that thing shoots fire.
Yeah, how long can you drive it for?
You bring it into the inspection place, the guy's like, come on, man.
Another Batmobile?
No! He's like underneath the thing. He's like, I guess.
Yeah, so this is a stupid question. Was there just one from the movie, or did they need, like, extras? So did he buy?
I think there was something like 10. Oh, was there 10?
Okay.
I think so there was multiple.
Got it.
So I don't know if they sold all of them. But
he has one of, call it 10 in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Batmobile? Might be the only vehicle I would buy.
I don't think I would purchase that.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day.
Yeah.
And if you ask me why, I'll say. Because Oscar Mayer has a way with...
G-R-A-B-B-A-G.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
First Bologna. Name in Bologna.
Bologna.
It's the first name in Bologna. Mm. The Patriots tweeted out a look at what will be a new training facility in Foxborough.
Yeah.
They regularly finish at the bottom of the players' list about facilities and weight rooms and everything else. They're right at the bottom.
See, this is proof they care about their player. They're listening to their players, don't you see? This is proof they care.
That's true.
And Robert Kraft, more than willing to spend money on his players, he totally cares. He wasn't shamed into this.
No, that's exactly what that says.
Yeah.
So I agree. So good for
them. This is a guy looks
pretty slick.
Looking out for his player. You got to wonder why the Patriots didn't spend any money in free agency and now they're building a facility. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's interesting how that works out.
Everybody loves it, and everybody knows it. Everybody loves
Grab Bag.
College football playoff, Jones, taking a look at what the bracket is going to look like. And I think it's going to be odd to a lot of people because it's the first year they're going with 12 teams, and it's not just seeded 1 through 12. Four teams are going to get a bye, but it's not the top four teams in the ranking.
You have to be a conference winner.
So right now, the four bye teams would be Oregon, Texas, SMU, and Boise State.
Okay, so I did not realize that.
That's like the projected. The conference championship weekend's coming up this weekend, so that'll determine everything. But and then the other teams, the 5-12 matchup right now is Penn State, Arizona State, 8-9, Ohio State, Tennessee.
Okay, so that's a good game.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
6-11, Notre Dame, Alabama.
Good game.
Bama should not be in.
Three losses.
Okay, I agree with that.
Two unranked teams.
I agree with that, but I'm not going to watch Notre Dame, Alabama. Like, that's a good game. Keep going.
And then 7-10 is Georgia, Indiana.
Okay, so three of those games are the first game kind of stinks. But
and then classic, when there was just two teams, people would complain, the third team should be in. When there was four teams, the fifth team complained about being in there.
You can't complain about third team.
Apparently Lane Kiffin is. Okay. I guess at Ole Miss, he's like, come on, what the hell's wrong with these things?
It's like,
and then everyone's like, our out-of-conference schedule's better than yours.
Jackson Dart doesn't throw four interceptions at the end of a game.
Yeah, try that.
How about you cover against Mississippi State last week? When it comes to Egg Bowl cover, I wagered on it. So how many teams are in the NCAA tournament now? The Hoops one? 68?
68.
So crying about being the 69th or 70th team is real loser talk. That's what this is. I'm the 13th team. I'm going to cry about that, please.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag. How about this? According to reports, UMass football interviewed a candidate to be their head coach next year. Man goes by the name of Joe Judge. The Minuteman might bring in Joe Judge.
So I think that's a good fit for UMass, to be honest.
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
UMass is going to do better than Joe Judge?
Nope, former NFL head coach.
I mean, I'm not even saying this tongue-in-cheek.
I know you're not.
I really don't think UMass can do better than that.
Super serious.
Like a former...
Who else are they going to get?
Right. Now, Judge might stink, but... Every other coach they've had there stinks.
That's also true.
And so that's... I don't know that UMass is going to do better than that.
I'm not really aware about that.
Oops, sorry, go ahead.
What was that?
I'm not really aware about specifically what you're talking about.
Thank you, Joe.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag. Tyler Seguin out 4 to 6 months. Gonna need hip surgery.
I think when he first came into the league, there was a report about a degenerative hip.
But he's got a bum hip.
He's
been in the league a long time.
Maybe that was a sound report way back. It was 10 years ahead of its time.
Might have caught up to him.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Top basketball performances from last night in the NBA. It's star-studded. It's star-studded, Jones. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic.
Nice.
Had 38, 10, and 6 for Denver.
I like that.
Luka Doncic had a 37, 12, and 4.
Okay.
Paul George, PG-13, got the way back machine. 29 points and 8 assists.
Did you see the brace on his leg?
No.
It does. It looks
like Embiid-esque.
Looks cumbersome.
I've done my best to not watch a lot of Philadelphia.
Looks cumbersome. And
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
35 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists for Scotty Barnes in the Raptors game last night where they beat the Pacers.
I think he takes the cake.
Yeah, I'd go with Scotty Barnes.
I'd give it a win over the Pacers.
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'd give him the player of the night in the NBA. I'd give him that.
Apparently, wasn't he a alternate last year, right? He like wasn't an all-star at first, and then I think he got in.
Oh, did he sneak his way on?
I think he might have.
How about that?
I think he might have gotten in there.
It's a complete crap.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, on this great day of ours, we're talking about a second baseman.
Okay.
Who was a two-time All-Star. He played for the following teams. White Sox, Giants, A's, and Brewers.
White Sox. Ricky Weeks.
No.
Wow, good guess, though.
Good one.
White Sox.
Giants. A's, and Brewers. Not a lot of time with the A's or Brewers. So I would focus more on the White Sox and the Giants.
Okay, got it.
Second baseman, two-time All-Star.
Okay.
In 98 and 2000, he was an All-Star. Broke into the majors in 1995 and retired after the 2008 season. A career .277 hitter.
Give me the years on the Giants.
He played with the Giants from 03 to 07.
So he was an All-Star with the White Sox. After that, he was on the Giants. Okay.
That's right.
I got to be honest, nothing ringing a bell here.
Nothing ringing a bell. The text line is back working today, so people can feel free to text
617-779-7937. That's the new text line. If you're trying to text the old text line, we're not going to get that there.
He'd steal you a bag, Jones.
How many?
His career high in steals was 36. However, he had 4 years of 30 or more swipes. He is a member of the 2020 club one time. In 01, he had 20 bombs with 23 steals.
I got nothing on this.
Second baseman,
he missed the 99 All-Star game, Billy. I don't see a text. From Arcan. I was eyeballing a text from Arcan.
Played a few playoff games. Not much to speak of come playoff time.
I think I might have.
Little guy. You can stick him in your pocket.
I think I see it on the Twitch chat and the text line.
Okay.
Is it Ray Durham?
He got it.
Ray Durham.
I wouldn't have got that. I mean, I remember Ray Durham, but I would have needed a lot of guesses to get that.
Ray Durham. That's right.
Two-time All-Star Ray Durham.
Yeah. Good ball player.
Definitely don't recall him on the Giants. Remember him on the White Sox.
Yeah, real nice player with the White Sox.
Ricky Weeks, good guess.
That was.
Not right, but a good
guess. No, Ray Durham, a better guess.
Was he with the A's in 02?
He was with the White Sox, I think, in 02.
Hmm.
Oh, no, maybe he went to the A's. I think he might have gotten traded, actually.
Got it. Kevin Millwood had a good year in Baltimore. same logic.
No, I think he was on that.
No, I think Billy got this one right, unlike yours truly. Okay, well, there you go. Your random baseball player.
Very good.
Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. You can pop in there. We will check in with WEEI Afternoons. We'll also get you our clip du jour.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI, time out for the clip du jour. You ready for that, Jones?
Oh, that sounds nice. What's the clip du jour?
Well, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And, of course, on a Wednesday, we have our guy Justin Turpin in, covers the Celtics. We're also talking about, as a show, the idea of maybe a Secret Santa versus a Yankee swap.
Yes.
And so this came up.
And that's,
we are going to do
worthless.
Secret Santa on the show, though, just so as a heads up. We're all going to pull names later. So just be prepared to buy me something.
Just be ready
nice.
For that. Yeah. What do you even get, Turp?
Turp?
Yeah, what do you even get? What do you get
a man who has everything?
What do you get a child like that? What do you even get him?
Protection.
Condoms.
I was going to say Playmobil. We're going there. Just 1,000 Magnum condoms. That's what I get, Turp.
He's constantly on cruises, constantly on vacation.
It's true. Guy was in D.C. a few weeks ago. Who knows what's going on there?
Just see him in a suit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All business, Turp.
His comb, suit on. Forget
all business, Turp. That's true.
On the White House.
Yeah, I had a lane violation, and I got away with it.
And a gift card to Urgent Care. Merry Christmas, Terp. Yes, we've decided maybe we're not going
to
do Secret Santa.
Urgent Care. I missed gift card to Urgent Care the first go around.
You never know what you might come down with.
No. You're going to need this.
Yeah.
Trust me, you're going to want this.
It's a young gun, you know?
Yeah.
To be 22 again. Am I right?
Yeah.
Out there living the dream.
It was. The girls were less concerned about that one.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You want to play a quality over quality.
That was really
game.
One of my big selling points. You're not going to catch anything from him.
Yeah. Pretty clean over here. Pretty real squeaky clean. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Maybe, the cleanest.
Maybe clean and quick.
Yeah. No, exactly. So there you go. That's clip du jour. Every day here on Jones.
Good stuff, Terp.
And Keith. All right.
Even talking that clip.
We're just
talking about him.
Yeah. We're going to put WEEI Afternoons under the lights here coming up. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Give the perfect gift this year. The 99 Restaurant gift card. They're perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. All right, who ate all the Thin Mints? That's what everybody wants to
know. All right, I can tell you what I did yesterday. I can't tell you what Andy Hart did. I can tell you what I did. I came in here. There was a box over there.
Yeah, already sounds very defensive.
There was the peanut butters in the red box.
Yep.
I had one of those, and I saw the lemons, and I saw these blue ones here, too. And I didn't see anything else.
There's blue ones?
I didn't see any other cookies. I didn't see Thin Mints.
No.
I didn't see
so you know what he's doing. Now he's accusing...
I'm not accusing anyone. I'm just telling you what I saw.
If there were no Thin Mints left by the time you were here, that must be accusing the midday program.
And he's right. I never saw any Thin Mints either.
I didn't see Thin Mints anywhere. If I saw them, I would have either taken them or had some, and I did not see them.
The plot
keys. Fatty McKee took them.
Listen, don't worry about me, all right?
I was disappointed.
I had to care about the lights. I told everybody.
By which one left over. I didn't think there was anything left, so I had one peanut butter. That was it, and there was the yellow and the blue, and I was like, screw this, and I didn't have any more.
I did check the freezer and the fridge to see if some smart person put them in there.
Was the case the whole time. They were just sitting in the freezer.
That would have been a good play.
That would have been
a good play.
But
now they're not in there. I looked.
Okay. So now we're being accused of eating all the... Who was it? Who among us ate all the Thin Mints? Yeah, I didn't...
Stiz? Don't throw anybody under the bus.
Well, can I also say I agree with the idea that these in the morning show, they expect the cookies to still be here? Like,
that's
what are you talking about?
The number of people that come rolling in here?
Where are the cookies? Where do you think they are? It's a radio station.
I agree with you, Ankeef, on this. You don't think what Courtney was accusing people of, I'm not sure happened, but taking a box home would be different than eating them while you're here.
No, I'm fine with it.
Well, I know you're fine with it.
Because you did it.
You know you thought about it. I almost took the lemons home, the lemonades.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't.
Uh-huh.
But I also think...
Because they're gross.
If you... No, I just had one. They're not bad.
The lemonades are okay?
Yeah, they're kind of good.
I told you the lemonades are good.
Right. But I didn't believe you.
A little scoop of vanilla ice cream. Put two of those around it. You make it an ice cream sandwich. That would be good.
Yeah, if you add something that tastes good to it, then it does taste good.
Compliment it. But no. So if you work 2 to 6, you're the last show, basically.
I mean,
John Lyons was in here.
Lyons was here.
You should be able to take stuff.
So there you go. Let's just point it to the Lions.
Yeah. Let's all agree to just blame him.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
But
I don't know why I got blamed on social media.
Well, yeah, Mego
came at me.
Threw under the bus for some reason.
Didn't have the balls to at me.
I hadn't noticed that she wrote out
Andy Hart. She didn't at Jumbo Hart.
Tag Jumbo Hart.
What's that all about?
Maybe
you're gonna come strong at the king.
Maybe she just didn't know
the king.
Didn't know the.
I don't know.
That happens.
The cookie eating king.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Maybe she didn't know the handle.
Okay, maybe. I guess.
Unlikely.
Yeah, I think
you're giving her an excuse that isn't valid.
No, it's a very strange thing. I think if there's food left, it's like if the next person eats all of the food, that's okay.
Right.
And also, why do you assume they took it home and didn't just finish the box and throw the box away? Do you want me to leave an empty box here?
Or maybe she eats like a normal human being and not a hog.
Well, they were out
over a 4-hour
show.
The
cookies are small.
I'm about to eat a couple.
You
of
burn
steaks.
A lot of energy.
One box of Thin Mints in 4 hours wouldn't be a record.
That would be pretty easy to do.
That is
not at all.
So you asking Schefter, Scal what their favorite Girl Scout cookies are? What are you guys doing today?
Sure, we can go to Scal for that. Mm-hmm. Schefter, I don't know that he'll have a fun answer based on last week's interview.
Boy. We got to tell Scal to reel in Drew there because he's out of control.
Oh, you hate him.
He's out of control.
I know.
He's completely like over the
top. It's not heat culture. It's championship culture.
He's going. I actually like him. I know some people don't. I like him, but he's out of control. Right
now. Yeah.
So he's feeling himself. No, the year two jump.
He's doing too much. You're doing too much right now.
So you have the two of them on the program. What's what else is coming up today on WEEI Afternoons?
We're going to talk about this sliding thing that apparently somebody was ahead of the curve.
He's smelling himself, that's what he's doing.
Well, I'm feeling myself, yeah. I'm smelling myself, I'm loving myself.
You were ahead of the curve on that.
It actually smells like lemonade.
I initially thought this was an insane take, but the more...
Somebody accused me of telling people to get paralyzed.
Yeah, Shane in Plymouth. Shane in Plymouth was very mad at Andy.
Oh, I thought you were saying Arkansas.
No,
Shane in Plymouth was mad.
I couldn't remember his name. I knew he would.
Our buddy Shane. Not Andy's buddy.
No. I don't know him. And thinks I'm doing naughty things on the radio and getting people paralyzed.
Tom Brady has outflanked you. He wants to flag the quarterback.
Tom Brady, who took advantage of the rule for years.
He wants to find the quarterbacks.
What a fraud he is once he enters the booth.
He was cleats high
kicking people in the throat.
He's an owner now.
WEEI Afternoons with Arkan and Hart. Stay tuned for it. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday. We got the Razor on Jones and Keith here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.